Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down.
All right, looks like we finally got through. So I'm going to, you guys stand by. We might throw this call together real quick and let everybody else just get on when they can get on.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up. It's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
All right, let's go. I'm going to get this recording on. I sent the text out to let everybody know we're back live.
To start conference recording, press 1. to return to the recording has started.
Yep, sure did.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT super fantastic family. Today is Friday, September 27, 2019. And after an hour and 38 minutes of trying to get through on this system, we're here, Raymond 98, along with...
Good morning, TNT. We are here. It was a journey, but we have arrived. So let's do what we do. All right, Ray, you put out some information. So what was it?
Okay, let's go to Friday morning update. We'll give you that information. New bank sources have opened up to me, and boy, are they excited about being assigned to exchange location centers today. Some old bank sources reported having to report to exchange location centers this morning before opening hours. And we're also being told as soon as the screens reappear, it's party time. And if I disappear all of a sudden, you'd know what that means. Also, be prepared to negotiate any rate that is on the screen at exchange time. That was the update. Let's see what can we add to it now.
All right. Huh?
I said, let's see what we can add to it now.
Oh. Well, all we can add to it, guys, is they are there. They are waiting. And let me see. As of this morning, what did he say to me? He said, I don't know when we're going. First we got yesterday that this was supposed to start today. And he said, bring in your Zim. So we're saying, okay. This morning, calls back and says, I don't know when it's going to happen, but it was supposed to happen today, but bring in your Zim. Because right now, they're still telling us it's going. Could change. And that's where we're at. They are sitting there waiting for something to happen. Now, I don't foresee it happening in the middle of the day. I just don't. I've been telling you guys that for years. And they always wanted to happen right before the market closed on Friday was one of the time frames, but we don't know. So from Iraq, we are getting that it could happen today. It could have already happened today on the holy day that the coins are scheduled to come out on Saturday, that ISX is scheduled to go live on Monday, which we already knew, and that the dinar should be on Forex on Tuesday, if not before, with a rate. So that is the plan. We just have to see how the weekend goes. And there's really nothing else we'll do. Every single bank contact we know is sitting at an exchange center. Even people who weren't at exchange centers, but ready to tell you, were assigned to exchange centers this morning. To their surprise, they went to exchange locations, and they are sitting there, standing there looking at each other saying, can you believe this shit is real? Can you believe it? I know that's what they said, but anyway. But they're there, surprised and ready to go, and we are here waiting to go. Rates haven't changed from what we told you guys earlier in the week. There was no rate changes, I don't think. Right, Ray? I don't remember.
Right. I didn't get any rate changes.
Nope. Yeah. Nope. No rate changes. So the only thing he did say, though, he did say, and I'm just telling you guys, he said, come in fast. As soon as you get it, come on in. So because they are trying to knock the gym out fast, I don't know what fast is, but he said, bring all you got and come in fast. So I'm just passing it on to you. I mean, I'm definitely taking all I got, without a doubt. And I'm trying to get what I can get for it. So, other than that, I got to tell you guys something. I was real excited yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yep. I got my very first Bugatti. It's my very first one. Absolutely love it. Love it. Been wanting it forever. Finally got it. Couldn't believe it. And it is it's black and blue with gold interior and silver rims. And it was a gift from Favorite Hailey. She sent me a model car, Bugatti. So I want to say thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
But it's my first one. All right. Let's go, Ray.
All right. I'm still in a good mood. My excited is excited. But I want to say this because most folks don't know what goes on in a person's mind.
You're breaking up really bad.
Really?
I can't hardly understand you. Yeah. It's all garbled up.
All right. Is it any better now?
It was when you said now. Go ahead.
Okay. Because I wasn't doing anything but just talking. So
yeah, that's better. That's better right there. Yeah, that's better. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just saying my excited is excited. But I know a lot of times people don't know things if you don't tell them. And I'm a firm believer of letting people know how I feel about things. I'm looking over all these questions. And some of them I am going to admit. But I am taking offense at... We do 3 calls a week. All of them are recorded, available 24 hours a day. And some of the questions that I see in chat, some of the questions that you guys put in this board, is telling me that you're not even listening, paying attention. So, it is what it is. G. Rogers 613 says, does one need a business plan to get the higher rate at the exchange? Thank you. I've not heard anything like
that.
No. Do you, Tony?
Okay. No.
Arrow says, any current info regarding the contract rate for the Zim?
Arrow said, because you're breaking up again to me anyway. Somebody's saying they hear you clearly. But Arrow said, is there something with the contract rate to the Zim? Any what?
That was it. That was the question.
I don't know what you said. There's something about the contract rate in the Zim.
Yeah.
Is there a contract rate for the Zim?
Any current info regarding the contract rate for the Zim?
No. I didn't hear that part. That's what I was trying to say. What about the contract rate?
Yeah. All right. Everything's still the
guys,
same, though.
Right? Nothing has changed. So go there and try and get it. He's not. The only rate we got was up to the 35 cent, I think. So, all right, go ahead. What's next?
All right. I've been posting for the better part of this week. Pay attention or be willing to pay the price. And someone wants to know, what are we to pay attention to? So... Next question. Beta says, is the Zim still in? Okay, well, you already said the bank said bring Zim. So that one's automatic answer. Red says, the 4X traders are our advance clue something is afoot. Have you heard the 4X traders have been put on alert of a pending currency change?
I have not talked to the Forex traders. I do know, no, and you're actually talking to me about the global traders, because I have Forex guys. I have global traders, which are different from Forex traders. No, that's good. So I should call them right now, but we don't have time for all that. Okay. But no, as far as market traders, which again are different from Forex traders and global traders, are on alert for something this weekend, though.
Okay, Krusty okay. says, the wife and I have all currencies, including Zim. We need to bring our son. He is 34 years old and legally blind. Is this going to be a problem? I don't believe it would be a problem. When you call to make your appointment, let the bank know that and follow whatever they tell you. It shouldn't be a problem, though. Let's see. There's nothing to elaborate on, guys, or be prepared to negotiate any rate that is on the screen. Let's see. Next question. DKEN 541919. Do you have any new rates in contract rates? No, everything's still the same. Believer 2 says, what is the status of whether we can participate in the second basket or third basket? Are there any restrictions or is it not allowed?
The only status or we know or the only requirement is that your net worth be $10 million or more. Right now, that's the only requirement I know of. So if you can participate or not, let's wait till the basket comes out. Your first thing you got to do is find out about it. Then you have to find out which currency. And then you have to choose how you're going to go about it. And I think the only way you're going to be able to do it at that point is by going through the banks, is how they're trying to set it up so they can verify your net worth of $10 million or more. But, as I always say, there's more than one way to skin a cat, if you know how. All right, go ahead, Ray.
Jim and KC, two of your questions we've already addressed on this call. So the one not addressed, if this is not completed by September 30, what happens next? October 1. Anything
That's
you want to add to that, Tony?
Yeah, what happens next is October 1. Nothing we can do, guys. And they could do. If they prolong it again, they prolong it again. I mean, it's not going to be any different. It's not going to stop. It's going to change. They're going to keep moving. Right now, this is scheduled to be over with by Tuesday morning. They're starting a new day, new agreements in place, new rates will be in place. A lot of things are supposed to be happening Tuesday morning, which means this is supposed to happen prior to Tuesday morning. But we know, just like any other time, they said they were going to do it and didn't do it. Life goes on. We go on. We still know what's going to happen. But if the coins come out tomorrow like they're supposed to, you can believe it's going to happen. Because nobody's going to the bank, like I said, getting lower denials, getting coins, and then can't use the money until January of next year. Like, I got the message last night. This idiot is trying to tell you guys it's not going to happen until after February of 2020. I don't even know why he's here. He clearly don't understand or don't have any kind of contact at all. Just trying to tell him what's actually going on in the banks or on the streets in Iraq. I think it was two of those idiots putting out information about January and February. I mean, and their reasoning didn't make any sense to anybody but them, I guess. But anyway, yes, if the coins come out tomorrow, yeah, absolutely. And all the idiots tell you it's going to come out at 1 cent and 10 cent. Again, clearly have no idea how this was set up, why it was set up. None. They can't. But that's what they're still telling you today. That's what they believe is going to happen. It's going to come out at 1 cent and 10 cent and float up. They need to float away. All right, who's next?
Care says, is there any news why all the celebrating and flag waving in the mosque is going on this morning?
No, I don't know. No, we were told it could happen today. That's actually what I was told. On the holy day, they would make the announcement, or it would happen tomorrow. So I haven't heard about the celebrations over there yet. If they are, I would think they told them either this afternoon after 6 is their time or tomorrow morning. But I don't know. So
all
I
right.
will definitely try to find out, though. All right,
okay.
What's next?
Real Money for Us says, when you say people are sitting at exchange locations, is that in all 50 states, even Texas?
They are in the mosque in Texas, yes. I don't know about all 50 states. I don't have contact in all 50 states. But every state that I have a contact in reported to the exchange center this morning.
Okay. ACTEC 426, ACTECH, ACTEC 426, says today is my birthday. So, happy birthday.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right. Happy birthday greetings.
And happy birthday.
I have to talk about this person's avatar, their picture. It's a skeleton sitting in, a beach chair or a camping chair with a sign across his chest saying, "This is us waiting for our RV."
Okay.
We've been waiting a long time. Mohammed 68 says, does the current issue with the impeachment inquiry with the president delay or speed up the process for the Treasury to give the go?
Has nothing at all to do with the RV. It just happened yesterday. This thing going on for 10 years. It is not going to affect the RV at all. If anything, he would want it to go like everybody else would to help the economy to make it look even better. So there's no negative about it. What's next?
Let me see. Okay. Really? Angel 8 says, are the 800 numbers a for sure thing? Would you be betting them? Or getting, will you be getting them? The only sure thing that I know of, it used to be death and taxes. Now I'm just going to say death.
Oh, so taxes are no longer sure?
Not for everybody.
I don't know about you, but I got a tax bill.
I do too. Not for everybody. It used to be death and taxes was a sure thing, but it's not now. But death still is. Let's see.
We are getting the 800 numbers, and just like that, it's been the plan for 10 years. Again, I think on Wednesday's call, I told you guys that they had a meeting at the banks. They were telling them what's going on, and guy went and looked and made sure, and I said both my name and Ray's name were both on the list to get the 800 numbers that they thought were coming out on Wednesday. So that's what they were sitting there waiting for, and they actually had an entire list of who was supposed to get them. So but I can tell you that our names are on them without listing everybody else. So, yes, they are real. Yes, we are going to get them. That, yes, that is the way you're going to make your appointment. Okay, what's next?
81 Blue. Would you happen to have any updates on the stated revaluation of the Lebanese pound?
No, I don't know anything about the Lebanese pound.
Me either. So let's go live for a little bit. 780 area code, you're first up.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm Fantabulous to the nth degree. And
that's
yourself?
Awesome. So am I. I'm calling
great
from Canada. And I was wondering, I know that you have some contacts up in Canada here. I'm up in like the Toronto area. I was wondering if you could forward me, or if they call in, if you could forward me their phone number so that we can kind of communicate. I'm having trouble finding banks up here that are that know about this. And I also, I did actually go into and talk to a personal, a private lender, banker, whatever they're called. And the bank actually called him in to discuss this with me. And he said that the Vietnamese dong, they, once it happens, they can't exchange them. But the Zim, he said, and the dinar and the Zim, we would have to go down to the States to do them because the dinar isn't sold in Canada here at all. And so we would have to go down there, down to the States to exchange. And but I was wondering if you have any updated information for Canadians or anything like that.
Okay, well, number one, we cannot give you anyone's number. We don't
okay,
do
or
that.
Or get them to phone me? Yeah, okay. Or
no,
have them phone
that,
me?
That either.
Oh,
but
okay.
The Canadian activity is there. We have some members that have talked to some banks that are excited about all three currencies. And mm-hmm. when we get the information, we will post it just like we will for the U.S. bank stuff.
Okay.
Tony?
And you have to know, just like the banks here, people go to Wells Fargo, Chase, Citibank every day, and they tell them no, and we're not involved, mm-hmm. and that is a scam and everything else. Your banks are no different. Those people
yeah.
there don't have a clue what they're talking about either until it actually happens. They'll get briefed, just like you said this morning. A bank person for the first time got briefed this morning when they were told to go to exchange centers. Now, they're going to go to the exchange centers and don't have a clue what they're going to do when they get there because they weren't trained, but that's what they were told this morning. This is where you need to go to work at today. And somebody's going to have to figure it out for them. But it's going to be the same way with a lot of banks.
Yeah, because the people that I talked to at the bank and the private lender guy, he was really, you know, he yep. kind of like, nah, you know, we're not sure. But then once I explained more and more to him, he got really excited. And he said, well, I'm really going to look into this. And I gave him the TNT active board or whatever, super fantastic active board, so he could go in and listen to some of the calls. And so I haven't talked to him yet. I sent him the information maybe a week ago. But, yeah, he was excited. And I said to him, I said, hey, if this is, I said, this, I know this is real. I said, but in your mind, you're kind of like, no, I don't know if it is. I said, wouldn't you like to help your family out by buying, you know, some dinar or some Vietnamese dongs or dinars? He said, well, yeah, absolutely. So hopefully, you know, the Canadians will smarten up and the banks will find out. I do have an account with Wells Fargo in the States as well, but it's just a tiny town, a branch in a tiny town, so I don't know if they would know much more, or we'd have to go to a bigger town like, you know, San Antonio or that kind of thing.
So you're saying you got to go from Canada to Texas?
Yeah, my daughter lives in Texas, and I gifted her some Vietnamese dong.
Oh. Well, so you're just losing on both ends, huh?
But yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, that would work. I'm sure they're going to have some locations in Texas for you to go to.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, and thank you very much for all you do.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Yep. Stay
blessed. Have a great weekend.
Thank you as well. Bye now.
702 area code, you are on. 702 area code.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Tony. I am Ray. Can you tell me, please, on Nevada, Las Vegas, where is it exactly the redemption center?
What did she say?
Okay, wait a minute. Can you repeat the question? It was a little distorted.
The redemption center in Las Vegas.
The Redemption Center in Las Vegas. You want to know where it is?
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is. We won't know until we get the 800 number and they tell you to report to it. I don't have a clue where it is.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, right. There will be one there. I can tell you that. Oh, mm-hmm. Let me see. Wait.
Okay.
Man, there was one a couple years ago that people were going to. I can't remember where it was, though. We did actually have one, or actually two in there that people were actually going to when they were doing the SKRs. Anyway, when the 800 number comes out, they'll direct you to it.
Okay,
all right,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
281 area code.
Yeah, see how she sounds gargle? Right?
Yes.
That's how you sound. Just so
all
you
right. Know. Okay.
All right.
Hello, Tony and Ray. How you guys doing?
Super fantastic.
Hey,
how are you?
Fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
I'm good. Good. Working and
good.
Listening to you guys. I have one question on the All right, so I know you said at the beginning of your call that they're wanting us to bring in any ZIM that we have right away. My question is, will all of the bank locations or all of the banks, I guess, at the change locations, will they all be exchanging the ZIM? You know, whether it's a Chase or Wells Fargo, Bank of America, do we know if all of them are going to, or they're just going to tell us that when we make the appointment?
Well, I think when you tell them what you have, they're going to be able to tell you who to go to. I know all banks are not going to take them. No, they're not.
Okay. So it's going to be crucial that we make sure we let them know. And, Okay, so I do have one more question. Ray, I think this may be for you. I know you have told us to negotiate, no matter what the rate. Now, with this that we just got this morning about, you know, making sure that we go in and take the ZIM right away, if we go in and, of course, with the ZIM, it will be, I mean, the more you get, of course, the better, but anything with the ZIM is going to be really good. But on the other currencies, they may not want to give us a rate that we really want. So do you suggest that we go ahead and exchange the ZIM there because that may be the only location that we can exchange it at? Or few and far between, and then still try to, if they don't give us the rates that we want for the other currencies, try to go to another location, another bank.
Sure. That could work.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well.
All right.
That may be something to think about. Okay, thank you.
All right.
That's it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
See what happens.
Okay.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Don't get a flat tire.
574 area code, you're on.
Hey, fellas. I'll tell you what, how things went reminded me of a possibility, and that is once we actually got the tweet and the text message, you guys said, we're live now, we're live now. First thing I thought about, I says, man, what if they get a shotgun call with the 800 numbers and they do the same thing, and if nobody's paying attention or being alert, we could actually miss out on the live call. So that just kind of just really just concrete or put into my mind that we just need to be ready. We need to be alert of what's going on, because it could actually go down like that. And I remember Tony some time ago saying, you know, it could happen that way. But what did you guys think about
it? And I was going to say that right now, too. It could happen that way, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I was like, why?
We're not going to give you an hour warning. If they tell us send it out at 1 o'clock and don't say nothing until 1 o'clock, at 1 o'clock we're going to send out the 800 number is live now, and this is how you get it. Boom. And that's how it's going to happen.
Yep. And so the other thing was, remember last week when you guys mentioned on the call about certain individuals were getting called by paymasters to come in and get, well, they had their times to come in scheduled, and some of those times were supposed to have been Wednesday this week and so on and so forth. With things where it is right now, did you get any updates as to if those individuals' appointments got rescheduled or not?
I've not heard from any of the people
really,
that had group activity. Go ahead, Tom.
I'm sorry,
not
Ray.
Not the group of people that had it. I didn't go back and ask them because it didn't happen. I know those appointments were scheduled because they thought it was going live. So when it didn't go live, I wasn't concerned with those appointments. Now, what we do know is what Ray told you guys, and we already know, they told them that when the numbers come back on the screen, because the screens are blank, they were told in their meeting, when you see the numbers on the screen, start calling your customers. So that's what they're waiting for. For the numbers to pop back up on the screen so they can start calling the people they already know. We can start calling the 800 number to make our appointments.
Okay. And first word you get regarding the coins getting out, you guys will shoot out a tweet if you get that information quick enough, correct?
Sure.
Correct.
I'll send it out tomorrow. We know the coins are out and on the streets. We will make everybody's day. I'm telling you.
Yep, you sure will. So thank you very much. That's my time, and we appreciate everything.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, sir.
630 area code. You are on.
Hello, is that me?
That's you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray. How you guys doing?
Hey. All right.
All right.
Super fantastic. How you doing?
Good, good. This is Bill from Chicago. I've been listening to you guys for over 6 years now. First time calling. First time calling.
Okay.
Just wanted to my question was actually answered, but I just wanted to tell you guys, man, you guys are the best. The information I get from you guys and the knowledge, it's priceless. It's priceless for me. It's priceless for my family. And I always try to take the opportunity to listen to you either live or on recording. But I really do appreciate you guys. You guys are the best out there. Listen to other people. It just doesn't make sense. I always try to do my homework when I listen to things, write it down, and I try to investigate it myself. And I've only found that you guys are probably the only ones that really tell the truth out there. So I really appreciate that. And I just want to thank you guys. That's basically it.
All right. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good afternoon, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Hey, sir.
Hey, how
good
you
afternoon.
Doing, man?
Doing super fantastic. And, Tony, before I get started, just wondering, any update on the Parmar family, how they're doing?
They're doing okay. I mean, of course, they're still struggling and hoping this month is it. Like everybody else, but some family and them are helping them. But, you know, it's just not something, you know, you get over with in a month or 2 months. And I can tell you guys, it took me years to get over my daughter just to feel right again, like. And it's going to take them even longer because he was more important to them. And us, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you guys, as soon as they announced that 800 number, we're actually going to feel the effect of him not being here because I still haven't figured it out yet, tell you the truth, what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it. And he had a whole plan, and I hadn't even been thinking about it. But even more than that, just the fact that he did so much to prepare this for us, prepare this moment for us, that we're going to miss it. I'm going to miss it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you
Absolutely.
For asking me. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we still continue to send prayers their way for their healing. Well, ladies
thank
and
you.
Gentlemen, you're welcome. You're welcome, Tony. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who were new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep all of us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, rally, rally so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All
appreciate
right. Thank
that.
You, sir.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you.
All right. All right. You're welcome, Tony.
678 area code. You are on.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony.
Hey.
Hey. Good morning.
I got a quick question. Are they still selling the currencies?
Yes.
far as I know, they are.
Okay. So next question is the repeal. Where can I purchase that from?
If you can't find your local bank selling it, check online.
Okay, but you wouldn't know which bank's selling it.
No, I don't know what banks in your area offer it, so you'd have to call around and ask and see what bank offers
okay.
it, if that's the currency you're interested in. And if you can't find any local banks in your area that offer it, then your next bet would be to go online to find a seller, vendor, or dealer. eBay, Amazon.com, places like that.
And you think the repeal is going to be up there like the knock?
What do you mean when you say be up there?
Oh, as the rate wise.
Oh. No, it's going to be $1.25.
Okay, perfect.
Somebody
you,
just told me Wells Fargo sells the repeal, so you can go look there.
Okay.
Great. Thanks a lot.
All
appreciate
right.
it.
All right now.
All right.
360 area code, you're on.
360?
Yes, sir. That's you.
Wow. I was I called in on the earlier call, and then the phone went dead, and I went, oh, man. But patience is a virtue, and got lucky.
Mm-hmm.
So good afternoon to you both.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Good afternoon.
Tony, there was even more articles that have come out over this repo stuff that's going on with the banks and liquidity. And I was just wondering if there's been any change in your mind as to the significance of it, if any, or whether or not this may precipitate a hastening up of this happening so that they can have an influx of cash to change their liquidity position. Any thoughts?
My thoughts are that it will, in fact, change their position, as we already know, both with the government and the banks, not just the profit that they're going to make on us, but the amount of money they will have in place getting their overnights on and getting their bank-to-bank interest rates on will all help them solve a great deal of problems. So, I don't see where we're in danger. It's actually, like I said, going to help them. The only thing that we're in danger of that you guys are worried about is the country going into a recession. And again, if the country does go into recession, we're in a better position than 99.9% of the rest of the people in this country. So this is working out just fine for us. The timing is just fine for us. I don't care how many recessions you have, it really doesn't affect the 1% of the 1%, which should be a whole lot of us, if not the majority. If you put your money to work instead of spending it.
Right, right. Have any news recent on these construction bonds that are rumored to be coming out for the rebuilding of our infrastructure?
I don't know. Did we see any laws passed, any money set aside for reconstruction of our country?
Well, I mean,
I hear a lot of politicians talking about it, but I haven't seen a plan yet, and I haven't seen any money set aside in the budget yet. Did I miss something?
No, I don't think so. I think I was kind of under the impression that they're looking at this as being an avenue for them to generate some of that money without having to commit to it themselves. Maybe that's
well, it would be a great thing. They took this money, paid the budget down, and then said, now we have money to rebuild America like the last 3-4 presidents have said they're going to do, and none of them have done. It would definitely change things. Hold on, guys. I got the bank calling me real quick. Hold on.
All right, sir. Do you have another question? Because the clock's ticking on us.
I can't hear you, Ray.
Go ahead.
No, I was just
going to turn down.
I was just going to say it was ironic that that would happen during our conversation, so I could say I happened to be there when the call arrived. So anyway, have a great day, gentlemen, and we'll look forward to a dynamite weekend, we hope.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you.
You bet.
And they were actually calling me, seeing that I had any information, because they're ready to go. Hey, what's going on? Okay.
Okay, well, we're almost timed out here, so 901, if you're very short, we'll take you. If you take too long, you'll know it. 901.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
You know,
all right,
I'm very proud to know the both of you. Your astuteness, your insight, and the way you are patient with people who ask questions that try patience, I know for sure, is amazing. But one of the things that bothers me is because we've had no conversations. Ray, I know you've had training sessions that unfortunately I've not been privy to, but there's been no general discussions about what happens after. Everybody's concerned about when, but nobody's discussing what are some of the possibilities. I know me personally, in my urban area, I would like to do some projects here, and I know there are probably some other individuals here locally that may have similar plans. So I was wondering, Tony, if you have any ideas, even considering the security involved, about how to get TNT members in a geographical area together so they can partner up in getting some of the projects, the local needs of the communities addressed.
Okay, great. So what I've been saying throughout the years is you guys who watch Shark Tank and those kind of things, you guys who know what angel investors are, everything else, to get together with your local people, even if it's just the 10 people you know or that you got involved, and start something that would affect your community. Okay? Investing. I don't care if you help 10 people start a new business and you only own 10% or 20% of each of those 10 businesses, look what you're doing to your community. And you're offering them a way of help, and you're building there. Or if you go down to the city and the county and you're involved in the taxes, bonds, and you're loaning money out, look where the growth is there. But as far as identifying, because that's what I hear you saying, identifying other TNT people, you'd have to do that in the chat room, or you'd have to do that, you know, when we go to Vegas or North Carolina, wherever, where Ray has his 13 meetings, and you want to try to find people that are in your area. Now, we're going to do phone calls after this. I'm going to do some phone calls because I don't want to just leave you guys hanging. But we're going to be able to share ideas and things that people are doing in different communities. And then you can start or duplicate some of those in yours. So those are the kind of things that I'm hoping we all do to help people who don't know what to do with this kind of money, where they can put it, or what projects are going, so we can stay connected and help each other through this first 5-6 months, whatever it is, to people get used to this kind of money and make the contacts that they need to make. So I don't want to leave you guys high and dry, because I know it's one thing to get the money, but now that I got it, what do I do with it? I can't ever give anybody financial advice. I cannot do that at all. The only thing I can ever do is tell you what I'm doing, because this is what I'm doing, and give you my opinion if you ask, because it's my opinion. That's all you can get from me.
Okay?
All right.
So
one more thing we can get
that
from you.
What?
Your closing comments before the clock ticks out.
Oh. Okay. All right, guys. It's hard enough getting here, so we got to go. The banks are at the bank. Exchange centers at the exchange centers. They are waiting for the rate to come back on the screen. They were told it will be live at that time. They're going to start dialing those who they know. They should send us the 800 numbers. So far, the coins, Lords in Arms, should be out tomorrow. That's the schedule in Iraq. If not, this afternoon. If they made the announcements in the mosque, I'm going to try and see if I can find out what it was, because he said there was potential for it to happen today, even though it was scheduled tomorrow. By Monday, we should know. ISX opens up. You saw CBI put a new conversion on their site, so you guys can check the CBI site as often as you want, see what the rate is. And if everything goes well, I'll talk to you tomorrow. If it doesn't, I'll see you when I see you. All right. Have a great, super fantastic weekend. Right?
All right, everyone. Keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Fire!
somebody.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh,
about your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We're out of here. Enjoy your weekend.